Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The first principle of being a good person is that we must always do good and avoid evil. And no intention or situation can justify doing evil because evil only results in more evil. Evil never results in good. All Catholics should know this, and I thought, we don't need to go over these things in the rosary. But then I spoke with a very intelligent young woman from a pretty faithful Catholic family who went to 12 years of Catholic school, who believes that if you have a good enough reason, or as long as a greater good can be accomplished, a person can lie, cheat, steal, kill innocent people. You can do almost anything. As long as you have a good enough reason, or as long as you think a greater good will be accomplished. This is just wrong thinking, and it leads to really grievous sins. Now remember, a good act requires the goodness of what you are doing, why you are doing it, and the circumstances. All three must be good for the action to be good. And the Catholic Church teaches that some kinds of actions, like blasphemy, adultery, abortion, contraception, lying, killing innocent people, that these are always wrong, no matter what. The Church teaches that some things you just can never morally do. And it teaches that a good end doesn't justify a bad action. But unfortunately, it's very common for people to think that just about anything can be done in certain situations. If it's a matter of life and death, or if it's about saving the innocent, or if it's about saving a large group of people by doing something reprehensible to just a few people. The idea that the ends justify the means is this false idea we call consequentialism. Consequentialism is the idea that an action is considered good if it leads to a good outcome, and only bad if it leads to a bad outcome. And no action is bad if it brings about a greater good overall. But the Catholic Church has always rejected this teaching because certain actions are intrinsically evil. That means they're wrong no matter what your reasons or what your hope for outcome. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Consequentialism basically says that any kind of action can be morally right in a particular set of circumstances. For instance, a consequentialist would say that slowly torturing an infant to death would be morally permissible if it prevented a mad scientist from destroying the world. For a consequentialist, what matters is that the good outcome, the good consequences of your action, end up outweighing the bad consequences. That's why it's consequentialism that's so often behind euthanasia or abortion. It's what people use to justify sweatshops, and it's what dictators use to justify ethnic cleansing, and what terrorists use to justify their terrorism. Consequentialists always justify their evil acts based on what they hope for the overall long-term good benefits. And in the process, they attack and destroy human goodness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The main problem with consequentialism is that it doesn't really have a clear definition of what it means by moral evil. What is moral evil? The basic meaning of moral evil is just what attacks human goodness, what goes against human goodness. This is a natural definition of moral evil, but it's also a Christian definition of moral evil. That's why St. Thomas Aquinas says, God is not offended by us except when we act against our own good. So by definition, it can never be right to attack human goodness, to attack human integrity, human purity, or human innocent life. To say that it's sometimes right to attack human goodness is like saying that sometimes circles are square. That's absurd. Which is why consequentialism is absurd, and why it leads to such tragic results. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Here's the other major flaw of consequentialism. It acts as though it's possible to compare all the different outcomes of two actions. But of course, it isn't, at least not for mortal men. An action may have consequences which stretch out indefinitely, changing the world in long-term ways we can't fathom now. Almost every time travel movie points this out. The plot usually revolves around somebody making a seemingly small decision in the past that incalculably changes the future. So how are you supposed to measure an indefinite string of consequences and then compare it with another indefinite string of consequences? You'll be calculating forever. It's a lot easier just to do good and avoid evil altogether. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are two basic rules, one for our intellect and one for our will. The most basic rule of our intellect is, don't contradict yourself. This is also called the law of non-contradiction, and it keeps us from thinking and talking nonsense. But the most basic rule of the will is, do good and avoid evil. This is the fundamental principle of all morality. Work to make the human person flourish. Don't attack human goodness. Don't attack human flourishing. Whatever your motive, whatever your situation, that's the basic law that consequentialism gets wrong. And it's the basic law the church gets right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
This one's a lot. I think it's kind of, I don't want to say fun to break down, but it's sort of at the core of most logical fallacies that people bring up when they want to debate theology or talk about the concept of morality.
Good point.
Usually it comes down to, oh, you think it's wrong to do this? Well, what if? But I think it actually comes back to our previous conversation about we always want a good option. When it comes to consequentialism, we so desperately want control that we will start ignoring and rationalizing our way out of what's already true, which is something bad is already going to happen, or something along those lines, and that you have no reason to assume that making an objectively wrong decision will turn out well.
Yeah. Yeah, making an evil choice always turns out badly, mm-hmm. no matter what. Mm-hmm.
You know that that's a constant. So if you're a gambler here, you know that's a constant, and you're just gambling on the fact that maybe something good will happen.
And you're removing God's providence from the equation,
mm-hmm.
and taking matters completely into your own hands.
Yeah.
You basically, what you're saying is, I'm faced with two options, heroism,
yeah.
or sin.
There's only one constant, and that's your decision, because you can't prove anything else. You can't prove the consequences. You can't prove what will follow. You can only prove the constant that is your own morality, your soul, your decision.
Yeah. Yeah, this was brought home to me so powerfully in a book I read recently.
Mm-hmm.
It was a memoir of a Holocaust rescuer named Irene Gut, G-U-T.
Mm-hmm.
This was a young woman who was captured during World War II. And she was made the housekeeper of a German officer.
Mm-hmm.
Then, right under his nose, she hid 13 Jews in the cellar of the house.
Wow.
For quite a while.
Uh-huh.
But then, one day, he found out. And he didn't do anything immediately. In fact, he left the house, he went to the bar, mm-hmm. got drunk, came back home and said to Irene, he said, I want you willingly, Irene. That is my price. Now, she didn't like it, but she decided, she made the choice right there to do what she knew was gravely wrong. She slept with him and became his mistress to save the lives of the Jews. So she bought their safety at the price of her soul. And what's, I don't know what the right word for it, when the Jews that she was hiding, when they had a chance to ask, what's going to happen? Because
mm-hmm.
we're found out. And she said, don't worry. And they said, well, why not worry? And she explained what she did. And they were mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't want her to sell her soul.
Yeah, and I think you hear that a lot.
To save them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, but what what Irene left out of the equation is God's providence.
Mm.
There wasn't a guarantee that he was going to turn them in.
There's a lot of things that you can leave out of that equation, including you're talking about a Nazi. So you're sort of gambling not only the lives of these people, but your own soul on the chance that he's going to keep his word. And that's a huge chance. But also, you're not giving him the opportunity to, if he's reckoning with this, if he's going to the bar and he's trying to cope and he's drinking and he's trying to work through this, you're not giving him the chance to make a better decision.
Exactly.
You really don't know how, I'm not saying that's how it would have ended, because you really have to push this to the extreme and choose the dark outcome, but the moral outcome. But at the same time, you don't actually know all of those factors.
Exactly.
You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know if he's going to get hit by a car tomorrow. You really just, there's so many things that go into it.
So it's we're clearly in those cases, we're turning away from God and his mm-hmm. providence, taking matters completely into our own hands, and then choosing to do what is gravely evil.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people would sympathize with Irene
mm-hmm.
and say, no, she had to do it.
Because I don't want to devalue the fact that that's a complicated decision and a difficult decision, because you're putting lives on the line.
It's not complicated.
Yeah, I guess I don't mean, I mean it's difficult. I mean,
difficult,
yes. I respect people who feel their stomach twist when they are thinking about something like that.
Because
I'm not saying it's so simple. What an idiot.
Exactly.
Because it's, you're right, maybe not complicated, but very difficult. And it's, as human beings, it's just hard for us to look directly at the problem and accept the risk of human life. And we are also slightly misguided in the sense that I feel like we're always shown that the defense of human life is the greatest thing. And this is the importance of martyrdom. This is the importance of our saints to show us that truly the greatest thing is to die for love.
Yeah, to die for truth.
To die for truth.
That's
what Jesus showed us. He didn't say, now I'm going to, I've made my point, so I'm going to get off the cross.
Well, we just did the rosary on Father Jerzy Papiuszko, a martyr for truth. You know that Father Jerzy, when he knew the secret police was, he was on the short list of three priests they were going to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And he was given the opportunity to go to Rome for a sabbatical to study.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm staying and bearing witness to the truth.
Wow. Because, I mean, at that point, you're also talking about a communistic government that, communistic, I don't think is a word, a communist government that they want anyone who has the truth to step aside.
Yeah.
And that's what he would have been doing.
Yeah, exactly.
They're saying we can control the truth. We can silence you. So to stay there does mean death, but that is something worth dying for.
There's something greater than preserving our own physical life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is preserving the love of God and our soul. Yeah, it's striking to put Father Jerzy next to Irene's decision. These people like Father Jerzy, we need them so badly today, so that, because we are all going to face difficult choices.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't wait until we're in the difficult choice to start figuring it out.
Yeah. I feel like I've been frustrated with this recently, as much as we've talked about it. Just the fact that there's always another problem. So there's always another difficult choice to make. We're always being tested in a sense, but that's sort of the point of life, is for us to make that ultimate decision and always take the right path. But that's frustrating, because there are so many ways that we are tested.
But the point of the testing is to make you a good person.
Mm.
And by our good actions, now we are good by our nature, but We have to make our character good by our choices. We can make our character good or our character evil by our choices. So you're making yourself good with God's help.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still about who you become. It's but becoming. It's really hard for me because my focus is still always, and we're kind of taught this, or this is the general function of society and how we talk to other people. It makes it seem like the goal is to be comfortable and to eliminate problems. I think we're such problem solvers. So we're always trying to, oh, I'm in pain. I'm annoyed with this person. We're down on money. There's war. There's conflict. There's greater and greater. There's illness. There's...
Yeah.
Because everything ranging from very small problems to very big problems. And we think the objective is to clear away the problem. But we will... First of all, we're always going to find there's another problem around the corner.
Yeah.
So what are you going to sell out for?
Such a good point. But if we could... If I could stay focused on that God is involved in everything, and if he's allowed me into this situation, however difficult or impossible it seems, he's going to give me a way through it so that I can become the greatest version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that means martyrdom. Even if it means death.
Yeah. But I think we have to be very careful as rational beings because we have the ability to rationalize, and we're supposed to be responsible, but we try to take so much control, and you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, and you don't know the decisions of other people. We can make judgments, but we're not the ultimate judge, and we really don't decide what they're going to do, how they're going to behave. We only really control ourselves, and that's the point.
Yeah, that's the whole problem with consequentialism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.